Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
While the pieces still are being fitted together for J.B. Neal's Edgewood Mustangs, who host rival Northview for its second straight WIC title Friday night in the Mustang Corral, center Jayden Howard, a 40-point weekend last weekend and wins over Owen Valley and B&L. Caleb Norris, 23 points and 9 rebounds off the bench, adding fuel to the front line, complementing what Cooper Bybee has been doing all season long, averaging almost 24 points a ball game. And as we look ahead to title night, J.B., who visited Yogi's on Sports Talk with Cooper Bybee and Jason Brown Tuesday night, was telling me eventual balance, starters, bench.
I've been after him all season for some consistency and to be aggressive on the offensive end. And if we can get all those pieces, everybody's got a role. Jayden's got to be a scorer for us. The last two games he has, let's see if he can be consistent and continue that.
You happy where the defense is right now as we sit in the middle part? I know you're never really, coach is never really happy, but what's been pleasing to you? Let me put it to you that way.
We've came a long way from where we started, just watching kids in open gym. That wasn't part of their vocabulary. Our help side, our ball you man principles were not very good, but you know, and that's nothing against them. They'd played another style and more of a matchup type zone, and we've flip-flopped that totally. You know, we're kind of in your face man-to-man now, and helping recover, and they've adjusted quite well, and I see guys grow and get better at that each game.
Well, and obviously that's important for this game. Come Friday night, we play for a championship. Mustangs were 3-1 against the Knights last year. Yeah, played them four times, but they lost the sectional championship. And the Mustangs with good memories of what didn't happen. Title night, Friday night, for the conference in Ellettsville. Don't forget, in the zone, Dave and Glass, your phone calls at 6. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Ah, the memories and those names and the accomplishment, the final state single-class state champion in basketball. Hailed from Bloomington North. Remember, 20 years ago? 1997. And this Saturday night, Queth 20, captains Dave McKinney, Jeremy Sensabaugh, the Reed twins from Unionville. Remember Matt and Ryan, Mario Weisang? That was generally the starting five. The Tom McKinney team that beat Delta for it all. A.D. Andy Hodson, yeah, he's the basketball coach. Matter of fact, he took over the reins from McKinney 13 years ago with a festive night as athletic director planned now for those state champs Saturday night on the McKinney court.
We're going to honor as many that can show up on Saturday. It's going to be in between the JV and varsity game. So right when the JV game gets done, we're going to have a little time to bring everybody out on the court. We're going to have a video, cut the lights down, watch a video, and then honor all of them with our announcer, Richard Gritz, is going to come back and announce just like he did back in 1997.
Outstanding.
To honor all these guys and gals who made that possible. So it's going to be, and then we're going to have them go up in the balcony area, maybe just right outside in the commons, and we're going to have some posters for the youngsters that are around to get some autographs and things like that, sort of rub elbows and talk with some of the greats that we've had here 20 years ago.
And we'll have part two with Andy on the McKinney influence 20 years later on a lot of different lives tomorrow on our reports. Dave and Glass in the zone, and your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.